Yes, it's that time of the week again. Very good morning, Bird Joe.
Yes, good morning, Blackers. what a week.
What a week.
Unbelievable.
Do you know, I haven't even had a look at exactly what we got last week, where we are, how far ahead you are now. I'm scared.
Probably just as well. I think the margin has been reduced somewhat.
Oh, is it?
Okay. I picked a couple last week that you didn't, so it's well done.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I'll have a little bit of a look at it later. Okay, now let's have a look at this round. It's round just 14.
Just before you fudge the figures, I know. Unbelievable.
Coming up tonight at Adelaide Oval, the Crows are home to Hawthorn. Who are you going for there?
What do I keep saying every week? Oh, the home team. You've got to go for the home team. Yeah, right. But I am, again.
Yep.
I think the Crows, they're playing good football, Hawthorn. It's all not happening for them at the moment.
No, it's not, is it?
Adelaide to win.
Yep. Okay, tomorrow night, Sydney Swans. I'm going for the Crows as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sydney Swans and the Bombers. I'm going to go for the Bombers.
Well, what a surprise. Yeah, well, you keep going for the Bombers.
I know.
You've got to be right one week.
That's right.
You already have been.
So that's right.
That's your one for this year.
Let me have a go. Let me have a guess. You're going for the Swans at home, I gather.
I am, yes.
Righto. We'll see what happens. Okay, Saturday, Collingwood are taking on Port Adelaide at the G.
Yes. Does the home ground advantage apply to this game?
Too many gaps in the front teeth, my son.
Hey?
Too many gaps in the front teeth there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think. I'm only going for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, me too. Okay, Brisbane Lions versus the Giants. Now, this is home at the Gabba. Brisbane Lions versus the Giants.
Yeah,
I'm going for
game.
The Giants.
They'll be very sad at that home game. GWS to win. Yeah.
The Bulldogs in North Melbourne at Etihad on Saturday.
I've given the North Melbourne of the flick after last week's appalling effort.
Right,
I'm going for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, me too. I'm going for the Bullies. The Eagles versus Melbourne at Domain Stadium, 5:40 p.m. on Saturday. I'm going for the home team. I'm going for the Eagles. I reckon they could get up, hopefully.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. We'll see where we go there.
I'm an Eagles man.
That's right. Yep. Sunday, Geelong Cats are home to the Dockers. I think I might go for Geelong there.
I'm going for the home side. Yeah, I think Geelong will beat Fremantle.
Righto.
I'm sorry to
okay.
say.
Okay, no. Here's a home side for you. Richmond are taking on Carlton at the MCG on Sunday.
Tigers to win,
me too. And the last one for the round at Etihad on Sunday, Arvo, is St Kilda and the Gold Coast Suns. I'm going for St Kilda.
And I am too, Blackers.
Rightio. That means there's only one we differ there, and that is the Sydney Swans Essendon game on Friday. That's the only one we differ in, so we'll see what happens then.
Mind you, Essendon, they're not playing too bad, actually. They're in the eight, aren't they? I think they're in the eight.
I've told you they're playing pretty good.
Well done. But
we'll find out whether it's well done.
Absolutely desperate.
It's all right, mate. Righto, Bircho. Yeah. We'll see how we go, and I'll have a little bit of a look at last week's results shortly, and we'll see where we go there as well. All right.
I'm sure you'll adjust your tips accordingly. Yes.
Pauline Hanson has basically got into the education debate. Disability advocates have slammed One Nation Senator Paul Hanson's call for children with autism to be removed from mainstream classrooms, saying the hurtful idea would amount to segregation. Queensland Senator made the suggestion during debate on the federal government's school funding legislation, saying children with disabilities were putting a strain on teachers and schools and should be educated separately. A lot of people have gone, oh, excuse me, Pauline.
Here she goes again.
Here she goes. But there was a call this morning from around our network from a teacher who had to say this.
Just talking about Pauline Hanson's comment. Hanson's is exactly right. I'm a teacher, have been for years. This is a common sense thing. This is not about segregation. It's about the fact that the teacher cannot effectively teach the disabled child and their 20-odd other classroom students. Mm-hmm. You cannot cater for a disabled child in a D&T room when you've got all the other students in there as well. And what she said about common sense, it's exactly right. We've lost it. And it's, I've got to be careful what I say, because this is one of my really, really topic that stirs me up. There's more time spent now with the child who either doesn't want to be in school and is disruptive, or the child who has a disability, than the other 20 kids in that class that really, really want to learn. We've lost the direction of just what we should be doing there. It's a social outing, and those kids are there to entertain themselves. And we are there to entertain them because we have no way of requiring them to learn. It's our job to teach them. We aren't able to do that because we have no way of requiring those kids to learn.
There you go. There's a teacher's perspective on Pauline Hanson's statement yesterday.
Got to get a difference of opinion.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm not a teacher. You're not a teacher. I mean, I wouldn't have a clue what it's like to be in a classroom full of kids trying to do whatever you're supposed to do. I mean, we all sort of take teachers for granted, I think, a lot at the time.
Yep.
And you've actually got to think about things from their perspective.
Trends, brands, advertising. Marketing man Barry Urquhart
on Triple M.
Yes, very good morning, mate. How are you going?
Wet, Ian, in
yes,
a word.
It is.
But enjoying the rain.
It is very much like that, isn't it? Very, very wet indeed. Now, let's talk about Amazon, what we're going to be buying in the future. Well, this could surprise a lot of people.
Oh, yes, there's no question about that. A lot of people think it's just books, CDs and fruit and vegetables. And now with the recent purchase of Whole Foods, they're going to say, well, it's going to be a bigger range of fresh fruit and vegetables. It's not. Interestingly enough, the biggest selling items in the United States of America health and beauty and personal computers. So electronics is the third most important thing. Interestingly enough, 3 to 5 years hence, this is going to blow the minds of a lot of your listeners, we'll be buying motor cars online. And that in itself is an interesting proposition because Amazon is very much the channel to be able to make a decision. What people do is they go online, look at it, determine what brand they're going to make, what model, look at the price, conclude the deal, then go in and then spend an average of no more than 47 minutes on the forecourt of a car dealership negotiating what is the trade-in price. So it is going to have an impact far broader than a lot of people ever imagine.
Right. So how the hell are you going to buy cars online with Amazon? They're not certainly not going to deliver them to your place, are they?
Well, let's project ourselves 3 to 5 years' time. They're not going to be buying, the consumers and listeners of Triple M right now. In 3 to 5 years' time, we won't be buying Ford. We won't be buying BMW, Mercedes, or Holden. We'll be actually buying things like Google, LinkedIn, Microsoft, and that sort of thing, because they will be autonomous motor cars. In fact, in 10 years' time, it is very likely at the end of his shift, Ian Blackley will phone up and get an autonomous motor vehicle.
Go back to the nursing home.
Studios to take him home, and he will not own a motor vehicle. He will not drive that vehicle into the garage. It will simply be access so that when he's going to be there, driving up to Perth on the Forest Highway, encountering people who are driving around as they have been and lagging the future with the Mandra number plates driving on the right-hand lane at 80 kilometres an hour, these will be just purely simply access to that sort of thing, and it's going to be accelerated, that phenomena, by the presence of Amazon and online purchasing and access to products and services.
Is that right? Well, I can't see me actually doing that because I actually like driving. So I don't think I'm going to entrust my transport to a motor vehicle that's going to take care of it for me.
Well, and in 10 years' time, probably not. In 20 years, you'll say, well, I've just got to put my foot in. I've been a laggard long enough. I'm going to catch up with the rest of the world, and it's a new world that we live in.
Yes, I'll be sitting in the nursing home watching the Dockers still trying to win a premiership, mate, in 20 years' time.
Hope springs eternal. And interestingly enough, with Amazon, now I'm just looking at the figures, at the moment, 31.8% of people buying on Amazon within Australia are 45 years of age and older. So it's not just for the young people. The older people represent, if you're 45 years and old, you don't think you're old, but 45 years and older, it is around about just short of one-third of the customers of Amazon at the moment.
Mate, that's because they're old and they can't be buggered going to the shops.
You and I have spoken about before. Price is the fourth most important thing.
I know.
What influences most people? Convenience.
We haven't heard from Clive Palmer for a while. Clive's continuing to lose weight. I don't know whether it's through exercise. No, probably not. he's been in and out of, the Alan Bond school of memory loss.
Yeah. They've got a bit in common, don't they, really?
I can't remember. What do you mean? He rolls up in court, you know, holding his bag, his paper, brown paper bag for his anxiety attacks and all sorts of stuff. I don't know what the hell's going on. But he's not well enough to actually get to court, but he's gone on an overseas trip with his family.
Yeah, figure that out. And his Twitter page, it always gives us plenty of ammunition. We haven't checked on it for a few weeks, so
no,
I'll give you a couple, blankets.
He's a little bizarre, isn't he?
He is a little bizarre. Let's find out how. Of course, this is his platform for his personal prose. If you haven't heard it before, it's a mishmash of all sorts of stuff. Let's go from the top.
Yep.
Waddle, Holden, beer, pies, hugs, hope, koala cries, little children, sun, surf, sunshine, dim sims, Chico, Newcastle. That's it in entirety.
That's a big day out, actually.
That's just a Tuesday for Clive.
Yeah, that's a big day out for anybody.
I'll give you a...
I don't know how he's managed it, though, seeing he's so unwell. Anyway, what's the next one?
Why carrots? Cream jeans.
Exactly.
Yeah, why? Because, you know, carrots, people always wanted to ask why.
Why a lot of vegetables?
Yeah. Cream jeans, broken tails, torn pages, fumbled hopes, leads, pork sandwich.
Cream jeans?
He's definitely hungry when he writes these things. Cream jeans, yeah.
Oh, Clive Palmer. Do we know where he's actually
taking the
film?
He might have lost a bit of weight. I don't know if he can pull off cream jeans, though.